The South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Lisa Zizian. And just like last week when we tackled ballot question one, this hour we're going to focus on ballot question two, and we will have separate interviews with the yes on two and the no on two folks. And joining us first, we have the yes on two representative. Evan Falchuk is the chair of Voter Choice for Massachusetts. And question two is the question about creating a system of ranked choice voting in Massachusetts in which voters would have the option to rank candidates in order of preference and votes would be counted in rounds, eliminating candidates with the lowest votes until one candidate has received a majority. Yes or no would make no change. We're going to find out why we should vote yes. Evan Falchuk is with us.
Hi, Evan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Okay, so question two. We've heard a lot more about question one with auto repair. But question two, ranked choice voting. Let's get into that and describe this, Evan, because for a yes vote, we would be making a change. So why would we want to do that?
It is the simple change to the way we vote. And, you know, so many people feel as if they have to vote for the lesser of two evils when they're voting, or that they worry that their vote will be wasted if they want to vote for an independent or people don't run for office. Well, ranked choice voting helps fix that. And what it lets you do is rank candidates in order of your preference. So, as you pointed out, first, second, third, and so on. And if your favorite candidate comes in last, that candidate is eliminated, and now your second choice counts. And we keep doing this until someone gets a majority. But what it lets you do always is vote for who you truly like, to vote your hopes instead of your fears. And it opens up our democracy to new voices and new choices.
If Evan, though, if I don't like other candidates, let's say I like my candidate, one candidate only, and I only select one candidate, is my vote getting thrown out?
No, in fact, you can always vote exactly as you do today, but rank just one. You could rank two. You could rank all of them. It's up to you. But no, I mean, sometimes people will say your vote gets thrown out if your candidate doesn't continue and you haven't picked anyone else. But that happens in our current system. In our current system, if you don't vote for the winner, your vote also, quote unquote, doesn't count. It's not really an issue that exists in ranked choice voting.
All right, so we've always had the one person, one vote. You get the most votes, and if you have 9 or 10 people, Evan, that's just part of the game. If you come out with less than 50%, that's okay. Why isn't that okay?
Well, it's not okay. We just had in the Democratic primary in the 4th congressional district 9 candidates. The winner got 22% of the vote. By the way, he is a big supporter of ranked choice voting, as are all of the 9 candidates in that race. But what it means is that 78% of people in that district voted for someone other than the person who won. And majority rule is what democracy is supposed to mean. So if we've got people winning elections with 22% of the vote, it just doesn't reflect the will of the majority. I mean, it might, but we just don't know, and that's unfair. The other thing about it is that 2 candidates dropped out of that race because they were worried that their voters were splitting the vote with other candidates. And that's also not fair to voters to have people drop out or feel like they shouldn't be in the race because of those kinds of concerns.
If this is such an improvement, how come more states or communities don't have this already?
Well, it's happening in different parts of the world for more than 100 years. In the United States, it's being used in, you know, local elections in 25 different states. Maine passed it in 2016. New York City passed it last year. And we're at the beginning of a real need to improve our democracy in America. And Massachusetts, like with so many things, has a chance to be a real innovator and really create a movement for change.
Some people, Evan, are saying that a lot of money is coming in from out of state to try to make this change here in Massachusetts. And I always try to wonder, you know, follow the money. Who is trying to make these changes for me here in Massachusetts, and what is their motive? Any response to that?
Yeah, because I can tell you, because I've been involved in this campaign since 2017, and, you know, dating back to when I was an independent candidate for governor back in 2013 and 14, you know, I've been interested in how do we make our democracy better. And so I met the organizers of this campaign back in 2017 who were political reformers from across Massachusetts who wanted to make things better. And we've recruited thousands of volunteers. We led a volunteer-led signature effort to collect over 200,000 signatures. And we reached out, to democracy reformers around the country as we had that success and asked them to support us, and they have. So you can be sure that this is an effort led by Massachusetts citizens, Massachusetts voters who want to make our democracy better. And we've got support from people both in Massachusetts and outside of Massachusetts who want to see our democracy better. And it's all disclosed and transparent, and we're proud of where we are.
So I'm trying to get through the language that's in our little red voter book that gets mailed to us. And I think you have it in the studio, Rob, with you. But
yes.
So there is a section in the initiative where the language says the rounds of ballot counting necessary for ranked choice voting would be conducted at a central tabulation facility. So, I mean, how does that impact, number one, the cost to adapt to this method, and then how the town clerks, the different towns deal with these ballots?
More money needed?
Yeah. Well, not really. We've been working over the last few years with both Secretary Galvin's office, and by the way, Secretary Galvin has endorsed ranked choice voting, and with clerks all across the Commonwealth. And our voting machines are capable of handling ranked choice ballots now. There may be some software upgrades needed. In Maine, they ran a ranked choice election in a congressional race in 2018, and the cost was an additional $100,000. So there probably will be some additional costs here in Massachusetts, but it's going to be a relatively small amount of money, probably comparable to what we've seen in Maine, because it's software upgrades fundamentally.
Evan, just one quick question here from a listener has chimed in. James wanted to know if you had any comment on why Governor Charlie Baker just came out saying he's not in favor of this.
Yeah, I was puzzled by that, because the things he raised as problems aren't problems. You know, he talked about the question of whether it was complicated, and it's not. I mean, there's not only do people in their daily life rank things all the time. You know, you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you can rank your donuts. And if you can do that, you can rank your candidates. But there's lots and lots of data from around the country that show that voters find ranked choice voting to be simple and easy, and they don't want to go back to the old system. I was surprised by that. But, you know, we've got the endorsement of people from all across the political spectrum, governors like former Governor Patrick, former Governor Weld, Senator Warren, Attorney General Healey. From down there in the South Shore, Gabriel Gomez, who ran as a Republican for Senate. I mean, we have a really broad base of support in Massachusetts, and that's really what represents where voters are.
Evan Falchuk has been with us this morning. He's chair voter choice for Massachusetts, and telling us why we should vote yes on question two. And Evan, thank you for taking the time and explaining it to us.
Thanks, Evan.
Yeah, you bet. Have a great day.